Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, December 7th, and this is Council 9 Representative and Secretary-elect Jarrett Beto reporting. January 7th will mark the one-year anniversary of the amendable date of our contract to earn the compensation and other contractual improvements we, as members of AFA, have identified as a priority, must again demonstrate to management that we are standing together and ready to fight. Hundreds of flight attendants will demonstrate our collective anger with current management for failing to recognize the value we bring to United Airlines, as demonstrated by the slow pace of negotiations and management's concessionary proposals. We will mobilize small groups of flight attendants at locations around the world to demonstrate our resolve to do whatever it takes and stand in support of our proposals. It's important to note that our community's goals, as contained in our proposals, are fair and reasonable. Bring your friends, family, and flying partners and join us January 7th to tell Jeff Smysek that the honeymoon is over and it's time to get to work. Stay tuned for more information regarding the locations and times of this worldwide protest. Our negotiations committee and representatives from the Master Executive Council are on the road again this week, continuing our merger and negotiations town hall meetings. The meeting this week will be held in Boston at the Hilton Boston Logan Airport on December 10th at 10 a.m. The town hall meetings provide a forum to receive a comprehensive update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations, as well as interact with our negotiating committee and ask questions and provide your feedback. The remainder of the meetings at the councils, not yet visited, will be held in 2011. More information will be posted at unitedafa.org once these dates are finalized. Although the reduced and oftentimes minimum staffing provided to us by management has sadly become the norm here at United, the negative effects are still experienced on a daily basis by all frontline workers and passengers. The fact is that we are task saturated, stretched incredibly thin, working longer duty days with a shorter period of rest in airplanes filled to capacity, and faced with decisions every day when balancing our role as safety professionals in a service-oriented environment. It is critical that we remain focused on safety and security and the duties for which we are charged. It is important that we practice safety and security procedures every day as if it's the day of a recurrent exam. It's crucial we enforce FARs that require specific actions on our part, such as FAR 121.311, 391, on page 2.120.2 of our FAOM. This states that during taxi, takeoff, and landing, unless performing safety duties, flight attendants must be seated in assigned jump seats with seat belts and shoulder harness fastened. In addition, we should also remain vigilant and that our workplaces, such as our jump seats, remain clutter and distraction so that way we are set up for success in the event we do encounter an emergency. Taxi, takeoff, and landing are not the only phases of flight that you may have to act quickly and take your jump seats. Service carts blocking our jump seats or items inadvertently placed in your jump seat during the service, such as linens, menus, or even your FAOM, can prohibit your ability to quickly take your jump seat and fasten your seatbelt and shoulder harness in a turbulence-related situation. Bottom line, protect yourself and never lose sight of our number one priority, safety, safety, safety. In the event that we are not in compliance with any FAR, every crew member involved should file an OSAP report detailing the circumstances that led up to the violation. A link to file an OSAP can be found in the safety section of our website. The highly anticipated online pass travel survey is now open until tomorrow, December 8th at 11:59 p.m. Central Time. The survey takes approximately 20 minutes to complete. Read each question carefully before you answer. The survey requires thoughtful deliberation, and we recommend you complete the survey and after thoroughly reviewing all the information before you begin. Once you complete your responses at the end of the survey, you will not be able to change them or take the survey again. For some, holidays may result in added responsibilities, stress, personal or work-related problems. Sometimes these can overwhelm our normal coping strategies, and support from a trained peer or referral to a mental health professional may prove helpful. AFA's Employee Assistant Program and Professional Standards, also known as EAPPS, program helps our members, their families, and partners deal with concerns on and off the job that affect them. More information can be found on our website. The company has advised us that Phase 3 vacation awards have been completed ahead of the contractual timeline. It is anticipated that vacation awards will be housekept into our FDSK screens overnight. Once completed, flight attendants will be able to use POSTRD screen to post vacation trades. Trade requests involving January vacations must be submitted by December 15, 2010. Trade requests involving February vacation must be submitted by December 30, 2010. There were no negotiation sessions held last week. Our negotiating committee, along with representatives from the Master Executive Council, were on the road last week conducting merger and negotiation town hall meetings in Las Vegas, San Francisco, and Honolulu. Boston is our next scheduled town hall this Friday, December the 10th. Our next mediated negotiation sessions will be held in Chicago the week of December 14th. Topics to be discussed are Section 1, Recognition, Section 3, Union Activity, Section 4, General Section, Section 13, Military Air Lift Command, Section 26, Grievance Procedures, Section 30, Union Security, Section 31, Safety, Health, and Security, and the Partnership Program and Job Sharing Letters of Agreement. We also expect revised proposals on the above sections from management. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.